It's Friday. My name is Carl Azus. Welcome to CNN Student News. Thank you for watching. Our lead story, a college athlete is dead. Teenagers are facing murder charges, and the word people keep using to describe all this is senseless. Christopher Lane, the man in these Facebook pictures, was 23 years old. Born and raised in Australia, Lane was attending college in Duncan, Oklahoma on a baseball scholarship. Last week, he was shot and killed while out jogging. The teens accused of killing Lane are 15-year-old James Edwards Jr. and 16-year-old Chancey Luna. They've been charged as adults with first-degree murder. 17-year-old Michael Jones, their alleged driver, has been charged in connection with the murder. Police say Jones told them the reason for the alleged shooting. Quote, "We were bored and didn't have anything to do, so we decided to kill somebody." Authorities say the suspects were in a house when Lane jogged by and he became their target. Christopher Lane's girlfriend said the reaction to his death has been a mix of shock, anger, and sadness. The shooting has caused outrage in Lane's home country, too. One Australian politician called for a boycott on visiting the U.S. Next today, we're heading over to Italy for a salvage operation on an infamous shipwreck. In January of 2012, the Costa Concordia ran aground. 32 passengers were killed after a rock tore a giant hole in the ship. The Concordia flipped onto its side, and it's sat there in the water ever since. Engineers say the salvage operation, which costs at least $400 million, is like no other in history. Hundreds of workers have been at it. Now they say they're ready for the next big step. Here's an animation of the plan. The salvage crew built steel platforms under the water. In September, they're planning to use cables and massive flotation devices to get the ship back upright and ready to be towed to a nearby port. Engineers say they'll only have one shot to get it right. Any error could cause the Concordia to break apart or just sink completely. We've talked this school year about sinkholes, how some form when water eats away at certain types of rock and soil. Look at this video from Louisiana. This sinkhole is under the water. Now pay close attention to the trees. They're cypress trees around 100 feet tall, but they're getting shorter faster as the sinkhole swallows them up. And look at this. In less than 1 minute, they'll be completely underwater. Officials estimate that this sinkhole is 324 feet across, about 50 feet deep in most spots, although in one corner it goes down more than 400 feet. They think an underground salt cavern could be the cause.